Okay. 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 That works. Yeah. 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 I was thinking about that. The German says yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think other European country, which was once Russian, they were closer to Germany. They say ja, but they supposed to say da, but their language is ja, but they say ja. It's like, let's think about that. I was like, why? I don't know. I don't know why. Anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. Yeah, the model's finished at 4GT. Today I have to go find the melting thing, which is a piece of plastic. You know those desktop photos, 4x6 photos, like a plastic thing you can put on a desktop, the basic one, just a piece of plastic. And I have to bend a little more, just do it over a stove. Just bend a little bit and it's on the wall. It's going to sit, I don't know where, maybe front of my DW12 Indie car. I guess I'll pull it in front. But it's got lights. It's got the LED lights. It's great, except the switch, the remote switch, it's like, doesn't work. So, doesn't matter. The way I position the battery thing, it's in the back, so you can just flick it if I wanted to. Don't need to. It would be nice if that remote thing works. I have to go complain to the guy selling the stuff. Man, what is up with that, man? Yeah, when you know, when the Asian person start talking like their brother, it's like things are messed up. It's like, you're supposed to talk like Asians. Like, you're like one of those JDM guys. It's like, yeah. You know, it's like, what you talking about? Say what? What a great start of Memorial Day weekend. I'll be spending time alone, which is fine. No big deal. I'll be making barbecue stuff. Today I'm going to get that Japanese barbecue thing. Like, oh, I saw it on Costco. I'm like, should I get this? Like, maybe I should wait. So, get some chicken breast. Get some burgers. I have sausage, so I don't need anything else. Anything else I can barbecue with. Burgers, you just pour on top. But chicken, you know, when you do the, even chicken wing, chicken breast, whatever, you're supposed to marinate it, so I'll marinate it. Get that today. Put in Ziploc bag. Marinate the whole thing overnight. Other than that, I don't know. I got the situation in my household is weird, and I could talk about it, but really don't need to talk about it. So I'm just, whatever. So you guys go do your thing. I don't want to get involved. It's not. It has to do with everything. You can ask, oh, is it because of this? Oh, is it because of that? It's everything. And I just don't subscribe to the certain these things and just, and I know they're programmed, like, I know we're all wolf programmed, but some people are more so, they've been really, really manipulated by the media, and they believe it so much that, oops, right? Oh, you can tell them all you want, they don't believe you. It's no point. Especially this time where we are, as in United States, or in the whole world, like wherever you stand, just they're not gonna listen. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a galactic energy or it's a global thing or whatever. I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking like, oh, okay, when this is over, where do I stand? What? Be able to be okay. If I have to go farming, I'll go farming. Do I know how to farm? Do I know how to make campfires? Oh, 2 pieces of wood. Yeah, do. Do you know the plant? Do you know what kind of plant you can eat? You cannot. You know, survival stuff. Little things. How do you filter water without actually using an industrial filter? Nobody thought about that. Do you know how to do it? I do. Have to acquire certain things here and there, but you can filter it. Learn how to do it. You know, just little things you don't think about. We take the things we take granted for. Those are some of the survival skills you need when you don't have anything. It's like, here's a good example. A couple of days, was it yesterday? Yeah, I think yesterday, the day before. Our internet is like, it's going crazy. You know, 1 minute was fine. The next minute, it's like, latency is like 1,000. And you'll get 1 megabyte per second. Everybody freaked out in the house. I'm like looking at it. Okay, let me reset the router remotely. Then let me reset the other stuff. But the rest of the people in the household went nuts. They were nuts. They were like, oh my God. What are we going to do? We don't have no internet. Oh, my life. Oh my God. All my friends are. All my online friends. I just lost thousands and thousands of friends. What to do? I don't know. I mean, in the early days of internet, I would have been like, oh my God, oh crap. Come on. Like, you like punch the machine, like, come on, work. Right? Today, I'll be like, I still have electricity, so I have music. I have final records. Like, I can just go play final records. Or listen to music. Look at my camera, I could just go take photos or something. I can go plant some more herbs. I got my guitar. I can take it out of the wall, play my acoustic guitar for a little while. If it really gets down dirty, it's all right. Let me get back to sketching again. I can sketch stuff, come up with ideas. I got plenty of stuff to do, man. Can't do meditation for an hour. Do the Wim Hof breathing. See how long I can hold my breath. I know this is like, it's free. But, you know, you learn. People learn how, it's like, I don't need those, right? I don't need the internet and stuff. What do I need that for? Why do I need to post anything? Everybody posts. I was like, oh, check me out, Gmail. Oh, I got the latest news. And it's like fighting each other. Like, see. And again, so into it. Just like no agenda today. I was listening to it. It was yesterday's show. It's like everybody's so into this. Everybody's talking about this. They're not looking outside. See what's outside. See the rest of the world. See what people are doing. Your neighbor's doing. You know? Just like, oh my God, the internet thing. Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's the right thing. That's the real thing. Like, how do you know now? Now we know the fakery stuff. Now you got the deep fakes. Like, how do you know what's real? You don't. So I have to say, I'm not sure it's worth it. Spending your time doing that. What is spending time doing my GT40, 4GT, Le Mans. And I did it, and I actually feel good. It's like accomplished. Just like, wow, this is fun, right? Do something manual. And a lot of people have forgotten about that. I was looking around the web today, and I saw that Gucci ring. So electronics, right, is checking your checking your vitals. Gucci. $950. Oh, it's got Gucci. Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, when internet goes down, electricity goes down. You can't charge that thing. It's just a piece of metal now. What are you going to do with it? Right? Do people ask themselves that? It's like, internet will always be here. You sure about that? You sure? Absolutely sure. Hey, we just for a few minutes where internet goes up. They go, oh, I guess I have to get out of my bed. Still sitting there. It's people fidgeting in the house. Oh, what? What are you guys doing? I couldn't relax. It's like, I gotta play with something. Like that. And, you know, people who made this stuff, whether they expected just things to happen, these things to happen or not, it doesn't matter. It was planned. The apps, all that stuff, they knew because studies were done. And the best is like, I saw one today. I was like, oh, we are able to print. We can grow cells on robot skeleton. But they don't know what to do with it. Are you sure about that? I think there must be a reason they want to grow cells on a robot skeleton. Know why? Because they planned it already. Otherwise, they would never make it. But interwebs or internet... The internet, the wonder. Yesterday I thought about the wondernet. It's still called internet, called the wondernet, because it's just mind-boggling with some really good info and some useless info all mixed together. Just one roar. It's like a big chunk of ball full of things to digest by your brain. Okay, yeah. So this thing, like, but they don't know what to do with it. Are you sure? Sure about that? It's not into it. It's like Twitter's going to sue Elon Musk. Elon Musk is going to sue Twitter shareholders. They'll come back and forth. Who cares? You think Elon cares? Look what he said to AOC. The poll, right? It's all politics. I don't care. He's making fun of people, man. He's trolling. But the cool part is, so Star Wars is going to have skeleton crew. Live action series. Well, I saw Obi-Wan. It's like, that wasn't bad. And this had one scene. And the second one, they had the one scene of city, and it's like repeated. And I'm like, only that area. I'm like, don't you guys go to other part of the city? They got on the rooftop at the same spot around there. I guess they're on the budget. TV show has a budget. Because we can't make it. Well, don't you guys use blue screens? Yeah, let's just make it different. Different set of city. Why does it have to be this city? It's like, nope. We're gonna do like that. Of course, the new Star Trek's not bad with Christopher Pike. I like that one a lot. Why is Rebecca Romijn's skin glossy? Notice like her skin is like so glossy. Weird. I don't know what it is. To me, it just... I never noticed that when she was modeling. But now I'm just like, oh. Glossy. Strange. But I don't know. I guess... I have to say, she doesn't look bad. Which, at her age, no, got a little bit. It's not. I don't know. It's when you get old. I don't know. Is it you get more chunky, or because the skin's more loose, or it's just that you're shrinking. Your bones are shrinking. Now you got extra skin that make you look fat. I don't know what the thing is. It just, you know. Something to think about. That old school Arsenio Hall. Remember this show? It's like things that could make you go, yeah. That things make you go, So anyway, that's it for the electronics and stuff, and then nothing else. There's a new Acura Integra coming out. This is like something similar to a Civic Si. It's like, it's not worth it. I like the Elon one. But I still don't like the old one. You know why? Because it's front wheel drive. The old Acura Integra Type R. Front wheel drive. Like, man. Can't make it real. But it drives very well. It does. It just, I can't do front wheel drift with this. Can't really do rear work. No. Probably. Rather have a rear-wheel drive. Down south, that's fine. Summertime, fine. Winter, no. Then you switch. So, two things. Rear-wheel drive, sports car, an SUV. That's what you need. If you can afford it. Yeah. Then that's what you need. You don't need anything else. SUV doesn't have to be new. You can buy an old one. And the sports car can be old too. Classic look better. Somewhat better than some of the new ones. Just looking through all the stuff. Pastrana did a hill climb at Mount Washington. They're gonna pave the last stretch of dirt, which I have no idea where it is. You think it's gonna stop people? No, I don't think so. They're just gonna trip around it. Yeah, whatever. And Sony's gonna make a Gran Turismo TV. So it's a show that how a gamer, so somebody plays Gran Turismo and become a racing driver. You know, actually, I have heard like a rally race, online rally race, sir. That turned into a rally racer. That happened. So, hey, why not? But as far as I know, FIA might require you to have a certain amount of hours on a certain type of cars, and you have to build up your career that way. Start with go-karts. If you're young, start with go-karts, and then you eventually move up. Otherwise you're doing, you go with the amateur, with the world championship. Amateur, you still need like certain amount of hours in the GT car, or I think that's, I don't know, P1, the prototype P1 class. I'm not sure you can. You have to be like a seasonal race car driver to be, even like an F1 drive to be on the P class. So how is Sony going to make this? Or is this fantasy? Maybe they should just turn the whole thing around and say that we're going to make Speed Racer 2 TV show with all the trimmings of that TV show. Because some of the reactions from the old TV show are just great. And they, of course, they need a monkey and a kid. Well, I mean, the monkey grew up, and the kid grew up. Well, the monkey stays, and the kid grew up. But they have, if they do that, they gotta go, oh. You gotta make that sound. Oh yeah, I watch it. Other than that, I don't know what else is out there today, other than the Memorial Day weekend. Well, anyway, I'll put the link. Oh, there it is. Bachans. This is it. I'm gonna get a bunch. Maybe one, two. Oh man, this stuff. Yum 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 yum. And you can pull in noodles too. I didn't know about that. Noodles, chicken. Do chicken finger. Can you go, I wonder if we can barbecue chicken fingers. Or we can, I don't know. Because chicken fingers are fried, right? It's good stuff. It's like sriracha. Sriracha just goes great with everything you can think of. Yum, 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 yum. So I'll be having that. And I'll be happy. And what? Well, I spent Memorial Day weekend alone forever. No, of course not. Eventually it'll be different. Well, first we have to get through this FUD period. And after that, I don't know where to go yet. But definitely want to do some club racing. So I gotta find somewhere. Maybe go towards east, FL, by Daytona area, so I can just hop on the MX and just go weekend driver. So for fun, have a club and figure things out. If I can really want to build a cafe, I can. Doesn't have to be a podcast cafe. It could be a club racing cafe, just coffee shop. Could pull the cars, could pull models, and displays, and have talks. And if there's a big parking lot, people can have a car show. Cops will come, but you just work it out with them. Like, hey. Happy, happy. I just want to do those things. That's it. I really don't care. We really don't care that. Oh, well, because you gotta do this. You shouldn't be doing that. Somebody tells you that. Just let them say stuff. So, okay. Thanks for the advice. I'm gonna go do my thing. All right. Have a nice day. Do your thing. Don't let somebody else tell you otherwise. If you believe in it, you believe it. Even they don't believe it. No, who cares? Just don't bother. It's like you believe in it. Do it. That's a lesson of life. And I'm giving to you. I'm sure plenty of people out there said that. And I'm saying it. Just do. Go. Instead of procrastinating, like, oh, maybe I should be doing this. It's like, no, plan ahead. I mean, yeah, when the opportunity comes, do it. But plan. You can plan that first. Right? But if something is achievable right now, go. Do it. Because you're not going to get another chance. You have to think like that. You might get another chance, but you have to think, this is the only chance I ever get. Go. Then once you do it, like, oh my God, this is great. You feel good about it. The next chance. No, in the near future, that happens. Like, you're going to do it again. Go do it again. Second time. Like, oh, this is great. I love it. Then eventually, I'm going to start getting to know the people who are into that stuff. Like, then all of a sudden, you got contacts. You got a small community. You're in. Then you can be like, hey, I want to do this. Anybody can help or something. You have a dream like this, something that somebody maybe say, hey, I want to do that too. Hey, why don't we work together, right? This is called networking. That's networking. Of course, that's part of it. But if you're just going to procrastinate, it will never happen. So why don't you just go with it? Right? Handbrake. Shift down. Drift. Smoke them. Right? Why not? Yeah, my voice is weird today. It's like, it's got the deep, it's clearer. Beginning of this week, last Friday, something happened. I was fine all day. I don't know what happened. Then all of a sudden, got this weird thing hit my nose and it feels like, am I sick or something? So I thought about maybe they turn up the internet or Wi-Fi, wherever, 4G, 5G, I don't know what. Maybe they did that, I don't know. It feels like if it has something similar to a flu thing. Then I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Now it's cleared. No, a voice is cleared after that. Because if you hear the podcast on Monday, I was like, sound like, yeah, today is clear. And another thing, there's a drone flying around a house. I got to put on the list. I didn't put this house on the list. So I thought I wasn't going to live there, but I probably should. Because I think the rest of the people want to live here. Just somebody want to live here. So maybe put on the list so they can't. But then small drones, they can go anywhere. I heard that. Outside my window. Like, what are you guys doing? Are you guys using infrared? Did somebody listen to my podcast? Oh my god. Oh, who cares? What are you going to get? Right? If the big guys want to get you with a video, they already did it. So there's no point. It's just the same thing I said about that article, which was on The Verge, I think. They're going to grow. We're growing cells on skeletons, on printed skeletons. We're printing cells on the printed skeletons, but we don't know what to do with it. Yeah, right. Sure. So you got those hangouts, right? People say, like, oh my god, they're filming me. If you have one of those, because you know how people walk around, kids walk around, they have their phone in front of you. How do you know they're not filming you? You gonna let that stop you? Like, don't. That's a small thing. Just think about the other stuff. Don't let it stop you. Like I said, opportunity comes. Go. Do it. Who cares? Somebody filmed me, fine. Somebody didn't film me, yeah, it's fine. Who cares? You want to film it? I say no. Just do it. But I want the likes. That's the part. Because you turn your attention to show off. And what happens in this universe is really strange. You want to show off, you're going to get it. It's not going to work. So you just have to go. If somebody took photos or something, video, you just go up and say, hey, can have that. Can you send me that? That's it. Don't worry about that other stuff. Concentrate. Now, this can go with anything around the world, including you doing stupid tricks on your skateboard. Not stupid tricks, but you do tricks. And you try to film. So I got to film this for myself. And how many times, I don't know how many times I've seen it. Person's like, I've done this a million times. At the time they put a camera on, they fall. Right, because your intention is not there anymore. Before it was like your intention was like, I want to get do this, and I did it. Right. You didn't think about anything else. It's a mindset. And this goes with auto racing too. Like I said, with even with club racing. Your mindset is like, I'm going to be like, it's like, you can't think like that. You got to clear your mind before you even go. Just like, relax, clear your mind, but be alert. No. Then you do it. Then it's totally different. Because you're not thinking. You're not thinking of something else. Your mind will be clear. So I'm only going to do this. That's it. Oh, there's another Disney Origins. Holy cow. Star Wars Origins. I mean, Endor. Holy cow. Damn, Disney Plus. Well, hey, they got kicked out. Well, they didn't get kicked out, but they got to pay for all the money in Orlando. So I guess they got to have some shows. They want people come to Disney online. We're going to suck your life away with these cool Star Wars, other things, the Star Wars sub things, the other stories. Yeah, come to us, get stuck. Well, hey, I watch it. I'm okay with it. Whatever. If works. Good story. Obi-Wan. It's weird. A little weird. I don't know. I guess it makes sense. Because he's trying to bury Jedi thing. So. I don't know. Compared to the books, it's totally different. Yeah. Can't put the books together. And, you know, there are people who complain about that. All the time. It's like, oh, you didn't do it right. No, it's entertainment. That's it. It's nothing else. Just like the books. It was just entertainment, fantasy. You got other things to worry about. I mean, you want to take yourself out of real life troubles. Yeah, watch it. But if you don't, like, it's just a TV show. That's it. Well, that's my approach. I don't need to complain. It's, you know, somebody made it. Good for them. They make money, probably. That's nice. It's okay story. I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the thematic, the camera works. You know, the cinema photography is beautiful. Some done a blue screen. We're like, okay, that's not bad. They did it. No, it just me. It is. That's it. Live your life. Stop complaining. You're lucky to be here. Right now. even say, okay, I don't have long to live. So, no, you were lucky to be here at this time because you witnessed a lot of cool stuff. Before, and when you go, okay, it's sad and stuff. Yeah, it is. And hope the best for the rest. Close ones. And you get to come back. Or you get to go up, go to the whatever, then you can look and, you know, see. You can see from the other side. Maybe choose to come back, meet with them again. So what? This whole universe, well, for me, everybody is different. Not just, I'm not talking about just the universe, but the earth itself. Some people say, oh, schooling, it's a this. Some people say, oh, because we're the only ones here. And when we die, that's nothing. Of course, my thing is, like, I'm here on vacation. I don't know why I'm getting that, but I just feel like, no, I'm here on vacation because whatever I did on previous life, it must have been really rough or really boring. I need a different perspective, so maybe I came here just to watch, participate a little bit, but mostly watch others. Maybe after my life, I get a profound knowledge of, like, you know, being human is not bad. Maybe I'll come back again. Why not? Okay, I'm going to finish this Yerba Mate sparkling gold, sparkling classic gold. And I'm going to go out and buy stuff. My friends are gonna check the lottery. Somebody dished out the April edition of Lottos. I gotta go check. If we'll win? I don't think so. That's why I never win. My intention's not there. My intention is, oh my god, I need to win. Then maybe win. But I get it because somebody asked, like, yeah, I can get it. Yeah, sure, fine, I'll get it. They have a wish to be, yeah, we got more money. But my thing is, like, no, those things are debt in digital form too. So you want more debt? Like, oh, how is more money gonna help you as a person? I mean, you alleviate a lot of things, but it would create other issues when you have it, right? So it's worth it? I don't know. But anyway, have a wonderful weekend, Memorial weekend. If you're in the US, have some barbecue. If you cannot do barbecue, go out and get some barbecue. Get an air fryer. Get barbecue in the air fryer. And just be happy. Be happy. It's been a great weekend. You can spend the whole weekend doing nothing. Just ponder. Go outside and ponder. Or look at birds. And ponder of nothingness. That would be cool. Hey. Why not? Enjoy the day. Enjoy the Friday of May 27, 2022. Have a great weekend. Memorial Day is on Monday, I guess. Sure, I come back Monday. Why not? I said Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Doesn't matter what. It's holiday or not. I'll just do it. It's for me. Have a great day. I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.